The following is a Network Newswire audio production. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Network Newswire uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce private and public companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Network Newswire's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview features a client of Network Newswire. Network Newswire may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you, and here today as your host is Stuart Smith.
Welcome one, welcome all to this online business briefing where we shine a spotlight on some of the smartest and freshest plays here in the small and micro cap markets. Today we're speaking with Patriot One Technologies Incorporated. The company is traded under the ticker symbol here in the United States, PTOTF, on the TSX Venture Exchange under the ticker symbol PAT, and on the Frankfurt under the ticker symbol 0PL. And specifically, we're joined today by the CEO of Patriot One, Martin Cronin. Martin, how are you today?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking the time to call and speak with your company's shareholders, as well as our listeners to this program. And for those listeners who may not be familiar with Patriot One Technologies yet, let's talk a little bit about your business model. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, what we have been developing is a technology for concealed weapons detection called Cognitive Microwave Radar. And in essence, what this is combining low-power radar with machine learning algorithms to make a real-time determination of whether a person is carrying a concealed weapon, whether a gun or a knife or a bomb, as they pass through the field of our device going into any public space. It's fundamentally different from the sort of technologies that have been out there for a long time for doing weapons detection. If you think about the sort of technologies you see in airports, handheld metal detector wands, metal detector arches, at the very high end, the millimeter wavelength scanners, what all of that equipment has in common is it's fixed, visible infrastructure. You take people to the area to be screened. What we are providing is a truly disruptive technology where our system can be deployed covertly behind walls, behind ceiling panels, floor panels, and just scan people without them needing to stop, without them being inconvenienced in any way, and critically, without them necessarily knowing that the scan has happened. So it's a fundamentally disruptive technology to address today's threat of terrorism and active shooters.
Yeah, and you know, I was thinking about, as you described that, the markets that you can tap into now have expanded dramatically from, you know, our mind goes to 9/11 here in the United States, but we have across the whole world, club shootings, nightclub shootings, shootings at concerts, shootings in subways. The amount of markets that you can tap into with this technology being disruptive as it is has grown wildly in the past decade. And listeners, I want you to learn more as we speak about it. Patriot, the number one, tech.com. PatriotOneTech.com. I love the slogan that you've got here, deter, detect, and defend. And the goal for the company is diminishing the epidemic phenomenon of active shooters across the globe. Well, Martin, you're our guest today. You're the CEO of the company. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I come from, as you can probably tell from my accent, I'm originally British, now living in Canada as a Canadian citizen. I spent 21 years with the British government, working overseas, primarily in the Middle East and South Asia, in a variety of roles, including counterterrorism across the Middle East. And so I had a long experience of the threat environment and the measures that were out there to address it. And so I was approached last year, early summer, by founders of the company to say, look, you know, what do you think of this technology? What, you know, where do you think the application is, and could you help? So I gave them some thoughts, and I, you know, plugged into my network internationally, and you know, one thing led to another, and before I knew it, I was working full time with the company. So what I'm doing really is leveraging my experience internationally of high risk environments to help create the application space and the demand for the technology.
Patriot One Technologies are proud winners of the 2017 Anti-Terrorism Force Protection category of the Security Industries Association's New Product Showcase at the ISC West. That's a huge validation of what this company's doing. Martin, as you look back on 2017 and even into 2016, what would you say are some of the major milestones for the company so far?
Well, I mean, obviously, that winning that award was a tremendous milestone for us because, as you say, it provides that critical third-party validation from a very distinguished panel. I think, this has been the year where we've taken the technology out of the lab environment and into commercial equipment. And many of your listeners will know that's, you know, never a straightforward proposition. It's an awful lot of work and, you know, there's an awful lot of uncertainty in that process. And so, you know, we've gone from a situation where we could take the lab equipment out into the field, scanning 46 weapon types and deliver an accuracy rate of about 94% true positive detection, which is just so far ahead of a metal detector that it's in another world. But then taking that lab equipment and turning it into commercial-grade equipment, that was a fundamental piece of work. And so that was done prior to that launch at ISC West in Las Vegas. So that really was the culmination of a very intense period of commercialization. What we're into now is the certification phase. So we are submitting all of our data, all the equipment to both FCC certification in the US, Industry Canada in Canada, and then we'll be looking for waivers in other jurisdictions around the world based upon those certifications. So that's the big milestone that we're right in the middle of right now. And that's what will allow us to then start shipping those units out to customers in the fall.
Well, next, let's talk about the goals for the company moving forward here in 2017 and even beyond. What is your vision for some of the achievements for the company, or what are some of the initiatives you're currently working on that you'd like to see wrapped up here this year?
Well, we set ourselves a fairly modest target of the number of units that we wanted in clients' hands by the end of this year. The reason for that is we want to really over-engineer all of those installations, both with our distributors and directly with clients, so that we can learn anything that we haven't anticipated, and so that our clients can really learn how to effectively use the system. Now, as it turns out, we've had such demand that even before we can start installing those units, pretty much all of that volume that we had anticipated for this year is already committed, and we have new distributors coming online, you know, on a weekly basis, new clients coming to us on a daily basis. So really what we're now doing is looking ahead to 2018 and saying, okay, well, we're going to need to ramp up further and faster than we'd anticipated in our business planning. So that's what we're doing now, looking at what will be a realistic strategy over the next 18 months, and how do we integrate with other partners who give us that field service engineering capability. So, you know, we're talking to the major tier one systems integrators from around the world. We're talking to regional distributors. The challenge with a new disruptive technology like this is that if you try and do it all for yourself, you just can't recruit fast enough and you're going to fall over. So our strategy at the moment is based upon identifying those partners who have that bench strength and that field presence to allow us to address this market, which is really just coming towards us at full speed at the moment.
Well, Martin, the press wire for the company is very impressive as well. Let's talk a little bit about some of the recent news and touch on some of the clients that have come on board this year. Starting off with Patriot One initiates Pacific Rim sales with AOTS Security out of New Zealand. So really, this goes towards that international growth goal for the company. Let's talk about them and any other clients that have come on board.
Well, it does. And it wasn't that we said, you know, we've got to get into New Zealand. You know, they came to us, and it just shows the traction that our story is getting internationally, that, you know, we're getting these inquiries from right across the world. I mean, that's a, you know, hugely impressive company down there in New Zealand with tremendous access to the security market, and we're very proud to have them coming on as a distributor. Similarly, and I would invite your listeners to take a look at our website, where you'll see all the press releases detailing these distributors. We've got absolutely first-rate distributors who've signed up in South Africa, in the UK, in the Caribbean, in Latin America. You know, and as I say, it's not that we are going out and approaching these people and saying, hey, look, this is a technology we've got, would you be interested? They're finding us and they're coming to us on a, daily, weekly basis and saying, hey, this is groundbreaking technology, and we have got a market for this. We've got clients who will be really chomping at the bit for this. So it does speak to the global application for the technology. And similarly, of course, it's not just about distributors. It's direct clients coming to us. I mean, in part through our network of contacts, but also, again, people just becoming aware of the story and approaching us directly. And I think this really illustrates the really broad nature of the market that we can address with this technology. We have clients in hospitality and tourism, the health sector, law enforcement, federal government, mass transportation, court system, retail, Class A real estate. I mean, pretty much anywhere where the public gather and could be at risk of an attack is part of our addressable market. So it really is quite a staggering opportunity, and I think that's really validated by the fact that these clients are coming to us on a daily basis. I think we've struck a nerve with people that it's very much in the public consciousness, the risk of active shooters or terrorist events, and the fact that we have something that can offer some hope of mitigating that threat, I think has really gained an awful lot of traction.
Yes, it really should, and I'm sure it has as well. It is a strange new world that we're living in here, where this is an ongoing epidemic, not just here in the United States anymore either. Let's change gears and talk about the corporate side of things. How is the company's balance sheet set? How are you financially?
We're in good shape. We've got a healthy bank balance, and we have just closing up another financing round. Combination of those things puts us into a really robust position where we can comfortably ramp up our operations. We can hire extra field engineers. We can expand our sales and marketing operations and get ourselves through to getting cash flow positive and into profitability. So we're pretty pleased with where we're sitting right now. So I think we've got a good, healthy, robust company. We've got a great team. They're hugely infused. We have tremendous investors backing us, and we have a tremendous market. So all in all, I have to say I'm feeling pretty good and pretty confident about where we're at.
Well, now's the time to be bullish on this company. Patriot One Technologies Incorporated, at that website again, patriotonetech.com. An absolute pleasure speaking with you today, Martin. Thank you for your time, your professional insight into this market, and your candor about your company. We look forward to great things from you and your company here in 2017 and beyond. Thanks for your time today, Martin.
Thank you, Stuart. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for your time.
You bet. For Martin Cronin, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio interview is an original broadcast provided by Network Newswire, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company delivering a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and enhanced news release services. Network Newswire may receive payments for corporate communications relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. You should assume that officers and directors of Network Newswire or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade these securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by Network Newswire does not purport to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from the featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Network Newswire as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at networknewswire.com.